Hi, this is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education. On this podcast program, I interview a variety of leaders, administrators, and educators on topics relating to classical Christian education and its ongoing recovery and renewal in the 21st century. Archives of previous interviews can be found at our blog and podcast site at www.insideclassicaled.com. This is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education. What follows is a conversation I had with Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio on the importance of collaborative community and the enterprise of classical Christian education.
You just mentioned, you've been mentioning community here in the last couple of minutes, and that's another theme that's become pretty important in the renewal of classical Christian education. I remember about 7 or 8 years ago discovering that many classical Christian schools that I heard about and visited were discovering how profoundly important it was to create a cheerful, warm community.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a cliche. You know, every school out there wants to say we have excellent academics and a warm community.
That's right.
But no one really believes it or knows what that means. And yet the more we've studied the past, we realize going back to the cathedral schools, going back to monastic schools and the medieval university and colleges, that there was a profound community of students and scholars unified by Christian truth, by Christ himself.
Right, right.
A unity, if you will, of not only the arts, but hearts.
Right.
So that even when imperfectly a Christian school recovered this this kind of vital community, a partnership between parents and teachers and students, it was a kind of reality you had to see to know what it really even was.
Right.
And how often it would be when I was a headmaster that I'd bring a mom in on a tour and show her a few classes over a period of, say, 90 minutes. And at the end, if things went fairly well, the mom would say something like, I didn't know this is what I was looking for, but this is what I want for my children. It might have been observing some kids serving one another in, you know, in the line to the water fountain, or it might have been a teacher taking an elementary student outside of the classroom to work on a math problem and seeing some representations of people loving one another.
Right.
And people nurturing one another. That was profoundly powerful. And so I want to go...
Which is not auxiliary to the task of learning.
So let me give you a quote from Barzun and see how you respond to this. Because Barzun, writing in the 1940s, he says that schools can't teach. Schools can teach, but they can't educate. He says education is not merely schooling, but civilization. But he says civilization is a long, slow process which cannot be given in a short course.
Yeah.
If education is this big thing, it's civilization. It can't be done by a school. It needs to be done by collaborative community.
Right.
What would that look like to you?
Well, and that seems to me to be the biggest challenge that you folks face is because, again, because of our tendency in modern culture to segment and specialize and abstract things from one another, people tend to assume that, okay, education is something schools do, spiritual life is something churches do, that all these things can be kind of parceled out to these different institutions. Mm-hmm. But if in fact what education is about the making of a human being in some way, then it's not restricted to one institution. And so it seems to me that the big challenge is the kids are already directed by, one would assume, two other major institutions, family and church, mm-hmm. that are part of their life, that are organizing institutionally their activities. Their lives are also shaped by other institutions, journalism, the media, mm-hmm. whatever kind of institution the internet is. So if there's a kind of incoherence among all of those things, we have to recognize we're not living in a world where people are playing from the same game plan. It ought to be possible for Christians to play from the same game plan. I mean, if we really take our peoplehood seriously, if we really think of the church not as a a service agency for the cultivation of individual spirituality, but we think of the church as a community or a people, then we ought to be asking as Christians in all the institutions that we participate in, particularly families and churches, are we contributing to this task of nurturing one another? I said education is civilizing, Barzin says. It's discipling. It's enculturating. Okay, so if it's enculturating, then everything from child rearing to the discipleship of churches should be part of that enculturating. Which, you know, one of my great frustrations, one of the negative things that motivates me in my work is that churches tend to think that they, again, are in the business of producing enthusiasm about truths rather than shaping a way of life for their people. If we really take discipling seriously, it seems to me that that we're trying to find a way of life together, which is necessary for that task of becoming the kinds of creatures that we are, being groomed into the kinds of men and women that we want our kids to be and that we want to be. So I'd say, yeah, I think that's a huge, I think he's absolutely right that so that what happens at meals is part of that civilizing process or enculturating process. How people engage recreational activities, how they have relationships, how they sustain the relationships they're in. It seems that if the classical Christian schools are really going to succeed, then the rest of that ecosystem that shapes those kids has to take as seriously as you do the task of selecting forms that are appropriate for the task, the task at hand. I don't know how. I mean, I realize that that's not likely right now. One of my great hopes is that the classical Christian school movement will be an initiating movement toward both families and churches, also asking, are the forms that we're adopting for the way we share life together really adequate for the kind of tasks that we have with these kids? I would use, instead of the word civilizing, I'd use the word enculturing or cultivating. That you know, cultivation, culture, cult, they all have a really interesting agriculture. There's a there's an image of growth and development that's at the root of all of those things. And I think that's why schools alone can't do it. I'll speak from Mark. One of the things that I'm interested in doing is developing materials to help communicate that from the schools possibly to other institutions so that something maybe we should talk about later, but something to communicate that same kind of vision about relationship of form and content and the propriety of forms.
Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio on the subject of education as community involving families, schools, and churches. This is Christopher Perrin for Inside Classical Education, found on the web at insideclassicaled.com.